Hey.
How's everything going?
Everything's good.
How do you like being the workhorse?
Oh, I love it. I love being able to help out the team, especially. And, you know, whenever I have the chance to do that, I definitely thrive at it.
It was it tough last year not being that guy? Or, I mean, how did you approach it and then the transition now to being that guy?
Yeah, last year when I first got to the team, you know, they were telling me that, you know, just continue to study because you never know when your number will be called. But it was definitely hard, especially coming from college where I was getting the majority of the snaps and the touches. It was definitely pretty hard, but I'm glad it did work out the way it did, you know, easing me in. And, you know, now I'm more comfortable that way. And the way that BA and Stump utilize me has definitely been effective.
David, what was your just thoughts on the 49ers defense when you faced them last month and just the overall impressions of where they're most vulnerable?
You know, they're a pretty good defense. You know, our guys are just pretty good at blocking, and that's what it really came down to. Who was going to block and who's going to control the line of scrimmage is what really it came down to. And, you know, they gave me some holes and gave me some good runs, especially with, like I said, the guys that are blocking for me. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll definitely change it up. The tough thing with them is that they bring so many different blitzes, so many different fronts, that it's kind of hard to ID for me. And being able to run the ball and making the holes that way, it's more of finding holes on the run.
When did you transition from receiver to running back in your life, in your career?
I mainly played running back and then a little bit of receiver, but I changed from you say running back to receiver, right?
Receiver to running back.
My rookie year going into college, I was I went to Northern Iowa to play receiver. So when I got there, you know, that summer before getting there, I was doing all receiving stuff, and I didn't change until 3 weeks into my redshirt year. My first year being there is when they changed me.
How many pounds was that ago?
I went to UNI. I was probably about 185, 180, and then you know, the redshirt lifting, when we're just focusing more on football and getting bigger, is when I really put on the weight. And I jumped from 185 to 210 within you know, a month or a month and a half.
Did you always have that mentality that a running back needs to have, or was that something that you had to sort of learn on the fly?
I always had that mentality. Like I said, I started playing running back in fifth grade and in fifth grade tackle. And that's when I really, you know, that's where I've always been, as a running back at first, and then having to transfer over to play receiver.
David, you've opened a lot of people's eyes this season. I'm curious what some of the defenders have told you either during games or after games.
Most of the stuff is, you know, continue to getting better. But basically they're saying that I'm a good back, exciting to watch, and they like the way I play and continue, you know, show out and come out and prove yourself.
David, considering how many touches you get, was the bye week welcome, and did it come at a good time?
Yeah, definitely. Right in the middle of the season, it came out at a perfect time, was able to relax and rejuvenate.
How do you like running behind Mike Iupati?
Yeah, he's a great running, especially, yeah, like you said, running behind him. He's a great run blocker because he's just a bigger body, and he just, he knows how to open holes for running backs.
When you face a team like the 49ers that has been so susceptible to giving up big plays in the run game, do you take a different approach? I mean, do you come into this game expecting to match or surpass the 150 some odd yards you had a few weeks back?
Not really. really, I really just come in and make sure I know what I'm doing as far as the playbook, make sure I know my job and my responsibility, and whatever, you know, comes after that is just, you know, me being able to do my job. And I really never, I mean, I obviously expect out of myself to be able to run the ball and help out the team in that way, but you never know what's going to happen when it comes to game time.
Yeah. Hey, David, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.